start the show? Michelle, did you just do that?
Do what?
That little skip in the song?
No, that drives me crazy.
Alright, I think I'm ready. Are we on?
No.
Oh. Okay, let me know.
Okay, now we're on.
Hi, it's 6:08 p.m. Friday, time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
We would like to thank Just Ted.
Oh my God. Accolades and...
We need to thank Just Ted.
Just Ted.
Just Ted really outdid himself.
He really did.
How could Just Ted outdo himself, you ask?
You might ask.
Well, think about receiving two giant boxes in the mail and opening them to see that there is 16 bottles of wine!
I thought they were all for me.
She did think they were all for her.
The boxes said Michelle on both of them.
That's because you work here and you're here every day.
You get boxes that say Franny on them.
Yeah, but he knows that you're here more.
Regardless.
16 bottles of wine.
Thanks, Ted. This will keep me stocked for about 3 days.
1 week.
No, it was a really pleasant surprise. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. Wait, what did you say the show was last week again? I forget.
Sexy and Unsexy Names. Yeah. Mom and Stepmom.
Stepmom. Yeah, that was funny.
I'm so hungry lately. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Are you pregnant?
Absolutely not. Mm. I think I'm barren.
Why?
Because I've never gotten pregnant in my whole life.
So?
So it's not like I've always been that careful. What? I had a boyfriend for like 8 years.
Did you guys used to do it all the way?
What do you mean? Describe all the way. As opposed to... Oh, I see what you're saying. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I like it.
I like to mix it up so it doesn't
that.
Get
yeah.
boring.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Anyway, F him.
Yeah.
Now on to the show. Last night, I was so tired because we had a long night Wednesday night.
Yeah, we did.
I just couldn't. I got home. I ordered a fried chicken sandwich and a double cheeseburger and large fries.
Michelle, you and ate it all?
Yeah, I ate it.
Oh, my God.
I know. It was so good.
That's impressive, actually.
The hard part is going to be not doing it again tonight.
Yeah, once you get down that rabbit hole.
Oh, man, it was good.
It was because we drank so much wine the night before. In our marathon brainstorm.
Ooh, we got some good stuff coming.
I'm already throwing up at the thought of all of it, except for the shirt, which is going to be awesome.
Gonna be rule. All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's get down to business. This is Shut Up Weirdo. Mm-hmm. This is WFMU. Mm-hmm. This is a call-in talk show. Mm-hmm. And tonight our topic is...
If animals could talk.
Yes.
So, like, we'll discuss that.
I thought there was more to it.
Well, it started with, if animals could talk, who's the rudest?
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can just have a conversation about what they would be like. Like, when I emailed you and said, it would be horses for sure. And you were like, hell no, it's monkeys. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. But I think horses would be sarcastic. So we can just talk about
it. I like thinking about what kind of accents they would have, like, if they're French.
But doesn't that depend on where they grew up?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. Won't we?
They were saying at happy hour that seagulls would be the meanest, which is a really good answer.
That is a good answer.
Ken also said that people can't eat seagulls because their insides are rotten because they eat so much fish.
They probably digest too much salt, too.
Ew.
And you know,
like, that.
The old man in the sea, how he was so thirsty and he drank salt water and that's why he went crazy.
No.
And also, you know that Nantucket story about all those people who went out to find, like, that big whale? And they all had to turn to cannibalism, and then the people who drank the seawater went crazy?
I thought if you drink seawater, you just die because you dehydrate yourself faster.
You go crazy, too.
But why?
Because...
Should I Google it?
Okay, you don't go crazy.
Oh, you're making it up?
Well, you kind of go crazy. But yeah, it's more because you're dehydrated, I think.
Oh. Call us at 201-209-9368. If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest? The most rude or the rudest?
The rudest?
The most rude? The rudest?
The rudest sounds like a really bad 90s band. Like...
What do you think butterflies would sound like if they could talk? Yeah, like singing, soft singing.
So cute.
What about... Oh, God. Is this show just going to end up being a bunch of people calling in with animal voices?
Hope so.
Oh, no.
A girl can dream.
201-209-9368. I feel like elephants would sound like potheads.
I think they'd sound like your old uncle.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like they'd be like, hey.
I don't think they'd sound like that.
Like slow.
I don't think they'd sound like that. I feel like they would sound smart and a little bit like they know,
but
they
still
know more
slow.
Than you.
Can't they still be slow?
I don't think they would be slow.
We should assign animals to our listeners.
That's not nice.
No, just like voice and personality. Like Mr. Know-It-All would be like
donkey.
What? No, donkeys are dumb. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's messed up.
But they don't know it.
Damn, that's messed up.
Whatever.
Damn, that's messed up.
No, it's not.
All right, we have one call.
What?
I don't know. We could change the topic.
Not yet. 201-209-9368. I liked my other topic.
We can do that one. Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Oh, no.
You don't know. We don't know.
I'm going to Miami tomorrow.
Oh, really? For how long?
Till Wednesday.
Why again?
Because I'm a godmother and I have to hold a baby at a baptism. That's and right. Say that I denounce Satan.
And then what, you're going to light on fire and burn up in front of the whole chapel?
I might.
We'll put the baby down before that happens.
Okay.
Look, full board.
Not yet.
201-209-9368. If you've always wanted to call Shut Up Weirdo and get through, now's your chance.
Aaron on the comments board, which you can find by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Aaron says, squirrels 100% sound like they are on coke.
Totally. Yes. Totally.
Yes. Why are they so crazy? Is it because of what they eat?
Because they're rodents, right?
Yeah, I guess. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. I would say squirrels.
So, we just said squirrels.
We said,
silly.
Well, someone on the comments...
away from the radio, so I didn't...
well, someone on the comments board said that squirrels would 100% sound like they were on cocaine.
Yeah, they'd be in the trees just screaming obscenities at you all the time.
Like, right? Like shrill, shrill voice.
Yep. Just because it made them feel better.
Huh. What's your name?
Kimrick.
Kimrick?
What the heck?
Is that an Irish name?
Welsh, I think.
Welsh.
You think?
Well, my parents gave it to me. I didn't choose it.
Yeah, but you don't know, like, where the name came from?
It's, apparently there was, like, some tribe with that name that was, I think, annihilated by the Romans.
Cool. What do people call you? Do you have a nickname?
Kim, sometimes.
I like Kimrick better.
That's hot.
I like Kimrick better.
I like the name Kim for a guy.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, my parents actually wanted to name me Kim after a Rudyard Kipling book, but I think at that time Kim Novak was real popular, so.
Who?
You Kim lost Novak, us.
Who was that again?
He was in a Bond film.
Oh.
Your parents wanted to name you after a hot girl?
No.
After the book by Rudyard Kipling.
Oh.
Kim.
But there was a popular actress at the same time.
I understand.
Yeah, there's a bit of crossover there.
Intellectuals. You were raised by liberal intellectuals?
Are they professors?
No, I don't don't think they were exactly.
Hmm. Do they write poetry?
My dad, I remember, was fond of reading me humorous poetry, which as a child
I'm not shocked.
I don't think I appreciated it as much as he hoped I would. I mean, now I appreciate it.
Did you go to an Ivy League college? Did you go to an Ivy League college?
No, I went to community college.
Do you wear corduroy?
You sound smart.
I did. I remember as a kid, back before parkas and stuff, the corduroy jackets.
You're well-spoken. I like you.
What's your job now?
I sell and repair accordions for a living.
What the
no,
heck?
No, you don't.
You weirdo.
Bluff ball.
Look up my first name and then search accordions. You'll find my store.
Do you have like a curly Q mustache like Dolly?
I'm going to find
I've
out.
Got gray hair.
How do you get into that? That's an interesting profession.
Actually, I was in New York only, a couple weeks ago during the snowstorm. And we did a robot show at the Chelsea.
You're famous.
Oh, cool. You should have let us know.
Well, I think I wasn't sure, you know, how to get a hold of people. The exhibit's still there, and we're doing a closing show on the 10th.
Are you going
to
be here?
He's famous.
The Marlboro Contemporary.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yes,
wait, what is that?
Well, that's impressive, my friend.
What is that?
It's like the first gallery I've ever shown anything in, either.
The first gallery you showed in was Marlboro Gallery.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's actually, I'm with a collective of people I've been working with for about 27 years.
You married? Hey, are you married?
Yeah.
Are you? Ugh.
A bit older than you.
How old are you?
I doubt it.
I'm 56.
I like him 56.
We're looking. We just Googled you.
Relationships, man.
We're looking at pictures of you. Wait, where do you live?
I live in Oakland, California.
I like the guy who owns Marlboro Gallery.
What? Gunfire on a regular basis.
What's that guy's name who owns Marlboro? Pascal. Did you meet him?
Yes, I did meet Pascal.
That guy's nice.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was actually named after a person until just now you mentioned it. I didn't make the connection.
He has good taste.
All right, buddy.
Anyway,
thanks for calling, Tim Rick.
If you go on the 10th, we're doing a closing show with the robots out in the street. And
will you email us and remind us?
We have some yet-to-be-revealed surprises that we will be doing at the show.
All right. Bye.
Have a good one.
I'm jealous that guy gets to show at Marlboro Gallery.
Are you going to go?
The guy who runs it is really cool, and they always have really good exhibits. So maybe. A definitely maybe.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hey, Michelle. Scott.
Hi.
Hey, Scott. What's up?
Well, I was talking about rude animals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right before I left Otisville, I was working with the horses there.
Oh, they have one of those horse programs there?
Well, they have horse patrols, and of course, they use the inmates to shovel the doo-doo rather than them do that themselves. So, I shoveled a lot of that before I left. But it was cool because I got to work with the horses. I had 9 of them down there.
That's cool.
And, it was pretty trippy because, you know, horses are difficult animals. Sometimes you think, wow, this guy is the smartest dude I've ever run across. And then at times it's like, wow, there is absolutely nothing going inside in their brain. And you know, every once in a while you got to shove them. You got to manhandle them, let them know what they got to do. And I've seen people hit them. And, like, I understand, you know, you're not doing it to hurt the horse. You're doing it to let them know that he's not in control. I am. And, you know, it's like, I have a hard time with that, but I know you got to do it. It's part of the job.
So until what's your answer?
Yeah, what does this have to do with the topic, Scott?
Well, I'm getting there.
Oh, my God. Get
Make
there faster.
Quick. This is a hit show. People want to get through.
I'm sorry. One of the officers comes along, and he tied a plastic bag on the end of a stick. And he says, come here, you got to see this. He goes over to the horse, and he shakes the bag on the end of the stick, and I swear to God, if horses could talk, the horse would have said, no, 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 please, beat me to death, but don't shake the bag at me.
Aww.
They were so terrified. I've never seen anything so incredibly effective in my entire life.
So you guys tortured the horses with the stick in the bag?
with a plastic bag. Yes, it was. It was pretty devastating.
I like a horse.
It has something to do with like a rattlesnake sound.
Oh.
I've never seen a reaction like that in my entire life. I mean, it just like immediate to attention, and they were like, you know, here's this like 400-pound animal
we're gonna
trying
have
to hide behind a pole.
Scott, too much horse talk.
You're great, but we like to keep the calls a little bit more concise.
I'm sorry.
You know what I noticed tonight, though? Hmm. A lot of your speech patterns are like your dad's.
Me?
No, Scott.
Oh. You think so?
Yeah. 40 years talking to him.
Yeah.
So. That's interesting.
It's funny. All right, Scott, have a good one.
Lucky. You too. Take care.
I like a horse because a horse trusts no one.
I don't guess I've never really spent that much time with horses.
I did. I rode horses when I was little, and when I was in fourth grade, I won a drawing contest of who could draw the best horse, and you won 6 horseback riding lessons, and I cheated.
On what?
On the drawing.
How?
Because I wasn't good enough to draw the horse's legs at that point, so I put him behind a fence.
That's not cheating. That's strategic, girl.
It's problem solving.
Yeah, what do you mean? Props to you.
Then I won. Then my sister got bucked from the horse, got a concussion, and didn't remember anything for 3 days, and it was really scary.
So then you stopped riding?
No. She did.
Oh.
For a little.
I like that story. It made me proud of you.
That I cheated?
You didn't cheat.
The other kids said I did.
Well, those kids are stupid.
Jealous.
Yeah, what the heck? It's not your problem. They can figure it out themselves. I'm proud.
Thanks.
201-209-9368. If animals could talk. Sounds really stupid when I say it that way.
I didn't know it was going to stop at if animals could talk.
Well, I mean, I guess it's like, it's not, I don't know. I thought it would be funnier if we just talked about, like, what they would sound like instead of just talking about who's rude.
Mm. I understand.
Because that would get, like, old fast,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, like, broaden the topic.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Thanks. Thanks for understanding. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls.
Oh, no.
Rooster Scott just called.
Well, hey, that's good. What did he have to say?
Oh, he said quite a lot. We had to tell him to stop talking.
Long story. He had a long story.
Oh, good. I hope you enjoyed it.
Well, it was too long, Scott.
Yeah.
Rooster.
What have you got for us, Rooster?
Well, let's see. If animals could talk, who would be the rudest, eh? Yeah, well, the rooster.
You're not rude.
Well, I bet he can be.
Well, the rooster is. Anyway, I was a little bit rude last week.
You were?
But yeah, the rooster is, all he's interested in is hens.
Can you eat a rooster? You can't, right?
Yeah.
And anything else? He's not interested. So, I mean, this is rudeness right there.
I don't think you can.
Right up front. He doesn't like anybody. And, wow. Press him and, ooh.
No, there's something in...
Yeah, the rooster.
What's
rooster
he
is...
All right, Rooster.
Quite a bag of tricks.
All right, well, that's a good answer. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one.
You too. There's something... Croatian, where it's like a castrated rooster or a castrated something that you eat. It's called, we used to have it at Christmas at Kenny's mom's house. Look up like castrated rooster Croatian.
Why?
So I can remember what it's called. Because I think you can eat it.
When I was, spending summers in Nicaragua, my aunt had one.
Capon. What's a capon?
Yeah, capon.
Yeah.
Is a cockerel or rooster that has been castrated to improve the quality of its flesh for food, and in some countries like Spain, fattened by force feeding.
Hmm. Yeah.
So you eat that?
We had it at Christmas. And
it was good?
Capon's good.
Tasted like chicken?
It's like a little gamier, I think. But we ate it every Christmas.
My aunt had a rooster... for like a week or two, and it like drove everyone nuts because in the morning it was so loud.
What did it do?
The cock, I don't know, whatever the
what
hell.
What is it?
I'm not doing it. And then one day,
please.
One morning it didn't happen, and she was like, what? And her son said, killed him and eaten him for dinner the night before, and she didn't know. I mean, they didn't kill him, but they had them kill the rooster and eat him.
I think it's nice to kill your own animals and eat them. Not like your pets, but...
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, in Nicaragua, the houses are open, so there's like a yard with animals in the middle of the house.
My cousin lives in like suburban Connecticut, and he shoots deer with bows and arrows and eats them.
Man, I would eat some venison. I haven't had some in so long.
He's awesome, my cousin.
I remember bow and arrows.
He literally
could we go somewhere and do bow and arrows?
Yeah, we could go to his house. He has a pizza oven, too.
Let's go there and do bow and arrows and make a pizza and get in a hot tub.
And three super cute kids. Four.
It was better when there was no kids.
No, the girl's cute. But yeah, we can go hunting. In Danbury, Connecticut.
That sounds fun.
Isn't that funny?
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is if animals could talk. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Ted.
Our savior.
Ted, thank you so much.
I didn't think that they would get there today, but I'm glad they did.
Well, I'm glad they did, too.
You should have seen the scene when we were opening them. We were so excited.
Garbage Time Matt Warwick ran down to my office and was like, you just got a giant shipment of alcohol. And I was like, what? And then I ran upstairs, and then Frangry got there at the same time.
You mean Franny.
Franny got there at the same time. I did think it was all for me. And then when we opened the note.
Wait, if we're all being honest together here right now, I will say before we opened it, I thought, how come I didn't get any? It was addressed to Michelle.
One person. I mean, I guess I could have addressed it both to you, but I thought it was better just...
Or you could have just given it to me.
Well, was that nice? I was relieved to see it was for both of us. Thank you so much.
You got the note, right?
Yes, we got the note. We just opened the other box. There was two boxes, and we opened the one without the note first.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
No worries. It's all right.
I'm going to go home and drink.
Which one are you going to drink?
I'm going to play myself at Scrabble, and I'm going to drink the Pinot Noir.
You're going to do what?
Play Scrabble with myself.
Like, do you go on the other side of the board?
No, I have a spinning board.
What's a spinning board?
A board that's like on a Lazy Susan.
Like a Lazy Susan?
It's professional.
But how can you play yourself knowing what the other one's letters are?
I don't think it matters if you know what other people's letters are that much.
I'm going to start doing that. Do you think it'll help my vocabulary?
Yes, I do.
I have bad vocabulary.
Like, do you know what a cat is? A Q-A-T?
No, Michelle, I don't.
That's a really big letter point word in Scrabble.
How many points do you get?
Depends if you get like a triple letter score and you put where you put it.
I don't know what that means.
You can get so many points. Q-A-T. It's a small shrub.
Thank you.
Do you play Words with Friends?
Yes, I do. Do you?
I do.
Don't you play with Rich?
Oh, did I used to play with Rich?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
We played Scrabble in real life. All right.
Oh.
Ted, email me your Words with Friends name. Hit me up.
I want to play.
Okay.
You'll win, Michelle, because I'm not good at it.
Well, you might cheat.
I totally cheat.
Yeah, then.
But I won't with you.
I don't believe you.
Why would I cheat with you?
Trust no one.
With a stranger, it's like, I don't want that guy to win.
Yeah. All right, Ted, email me.
Wait, but Ted, what's your animal?
Oh, I think a really rude animal would be Canadian geese.
Really?
What the hell is that?
Why do you think that?
You probably guys don't interact with them as much as I do because...
Why do you interact with Canadian geese?
Please explain.
Yeah, there's tons and tons of Canadian geese out here. And they just kind of squat wherever, you know, there's any kind of open space. And they just don't care about anybody else. I mean, they'll like, you know, when they're crossing the street, they just, you know, cross, you know, at their own little pace and you know, block traffic. And they also attack people. You know, it's like when they're breeding, when they're having, when they have babies and, you know, the babies aren't ready enough to fly yet. And so they're just like, you know, staying in one area.
If you get too close to them,
they'll charge you and attack you.
You have to protect your young.
Yeah, well, of course, I understand that. But,
I think a camel would be
really
mean.
And they poop everywhere.
Oh, yeah, like, camel.
A camel would be really mean.
It would spit all over you.
And then be like, bitch.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know if you've ever seen...
And, like, side eye.
Yeah, like, you suck.
But it's
ooh, that's
dumb.
A good answer.
Thanks. All right, Ted. Thank you for your answer of Canadian geese.
Michelle, you're on the list with camel.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, camel is a good answer.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the support.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Thanks again.
Yep.
Robin made a funny Franny sucks at Scrabble joke.
Oh, what is it?
She said Franny waiting for the Y so she could spell filet mignon.
Good one, Robin.
I liked it.
Good one, Robin.
Oh, it was funny.
Liking it.
Me
liking
too.
It.
Me too. It was a good
it's only one.
1 month
till daylight savings, dude.
Are we gonna survive? Oh, is it almost over?
1 month till daylight savings.
Can't wait to go to Miami. I'm not gonna leave the house, but at least it's warm outside.
Aren't you gonna go outside and tan?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Why?
I don't know. It's boring, man. I can't, like, lay there.
You used to love to be bored.
I know. I can't anymore. It's
you
so
could read
boring.
A book.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
what
don't...
are you gonna do inside?
Well, my mom's there, so I'll hang out with my mom.
Your mom doesn't tan?
Oh, hell no. She's an old lady.
Is she gonna go? Are you going to go swimming?
I mean, you know, we'll probably go eat and, like,
are you gonna
go to
swimming?
The movies. She goes to the movies.
You're not going
to
go swimming?
No, I don't think so. Maybe I'll go to the beach one day.
Oh, my God. I love swimming.
If I go, love swimming, too, but it's kind of... The water's
gonna
cold right now, yeah.
God, I love swimming. Holy crow. I wish I could go swimming in a warm ocean.
There's nothing like swimming in the ocean, man.
Naked.
I've never done that.
Oh, my God. I love swimming in the ocean naked. It's the best feeling ever.
Ew, fishies touch your thing.
The best feeling ever is skinny
dipping.
They
get
dipping.
In your butt.
They don't get in your butt.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
They bite your butthole.
They don't. They don't. No. They don't. No.
You get parasites.
No, you don't. It's the best feeling.
Would you swim naked at a New York beach?
Yeah.
Ew.
Why ew?
Because it's dirty. It's dirty.
I would swim naked anywhere I could. I love that feeling. It's the best feeling. You feel so free.
The best swim I ever had, I was on acid in the Keys.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
I had a really good swim on Vicodin once that was pretty amazing.
Yeah. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. I feel like I swam on mushrooms once, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it feels so good.
Oh, such a good feeling.
All right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I think that tortoises would be that person at a dinner party that knocks over the wine and is all like, oh, no. but they don't help clean it up.
That's a good one.
Oh, no.
What's your name?
Nicholas. It's Nicholas from Montclair.
That was funny.
Nicholas, that's a good one.
Thank you, guys.
You're on the list, Nicholas.
Okay. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Oh, no. And then doesn't help clean it up.
With the face like this.
Like, oh, no.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I think that if horses could talk, they would have a sense of humor, like Mr. Ed. And they especially be good with puns. A horse might say, I just saw a rooster with a cape on. Pretty good, huh?
Because a cape on is a rooster with no...
Right. It's so cold out, I just saw a rooster with a cape on.
Because a cape on's a castrated rooster.
Oh, right.
It's
yeah.
a callback. It's a callback.
Yeah, but it's still know-it-all.
I still laughed.
You knew that. And plus there's that expression, I heard it straight from the horse's mouth. So people have
okay,
heard horses
okay,
talk.
You did well, and now it's over. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's getting better.
He is getting better.
He's getting less know-it-all-y.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Can you hear me?
No, not at all. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Bennett.
Hey,
hi,
Bennett.
Bennett.
What's up, dude?
Hey, nothing much. I'm home. It's so cold out, I didn't want to go anywhere.
It's horrific outside.
It's terrific. It's
no, horrific.
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 So down here in Coney Island, we have starlings. You know the starlings. They're
yes.
everywhere. But in Coney Island, if you're at Nathan's, and this is a common experience. You get your big bag of French fries, and you're sitting at the table, and you open it up. The starlings will jump right on the table, right by it, and they're like that guy that comes up and says, "You can eat all that?" And they just stare at it.
Starlings are an invasive species who are ruining things all over the place.
What is that, a bird?
It's a bird that came from England. It was introduced here by some scientist. It's like the bamboo of birds, where it's like got here and now it's just taking over.
They're cute.
No, they're problem animals and they're an invasive species.
Oh my god.
You know who are also animals?
You love all birds.
Problems, but they accidentally. The
they're
monk
pretty
parakeets.
Colors.
Have you ever seen them?
I taxidermied a starling once. What'd you say, Bennett?
You mean you cut it up? You mean you filled it with the?
I taxidermied it.
Yeah, she took a taxidermy class.
Mm-hmm.
I had a girlfriend 2 years ago. She dissected her rat when it died.
That is insane.
I don't think that's insane.
Michelle
was a scientist.
No, she was a weirdo.
No, wasn't she a scientist, Bennett?
Yeah, she was.
Oh,
yeah,
well, you missed that part of the story.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Okay, well, you didn't mention that part.
Well, that part would have ruined the story.
Right.
Thanks, Bennett. Goodbye, Bennett.
She kept the pelt. She kept the fur, you know, like as a memento of him.
Cute.
Memory of him.
Mm, rat fur. What a luxury.
Bye. Who has a pet rat? That's a whole other show. All right, bye, Bennett.
See you later, huh?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, are we still doing rude animals?
Yeah.
Okay. Franny or Michelle mentioned accents at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, that was Michelle.
So I think pigeons would be the rudest, and they'd have like an Italian American accent.
Like how?
They're just hanging out outside the pork shop, and they're like, "Hey, this guy, he's walking over here. What are you doing, eh?"
like New Yorkers.
What are you doing, eh?
Yeah, like Italian American, kind of like that, you know.
That's funny.
They get into fights with the other animals, you know, like a rodent or something walks up, that kind of thing, you know.
You know,
they're like, "This effing guy."
Yeah, this guy. This guy.
I can't say it.
I know. I got it. That's a good. That's good.
Yeah, I like that one. What's your name, buddy?
My name's Adam.
Adam.
Adam, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Can I do one more impression?
Nope. Goodbye.
I do love the name Adam.
I'm crossing him out because he just asked to do an impression.
An impression of an animal. That's kind of
Can I do one more impression? No. No, you can't.
I think he's brave.
I think he's... Never mind. Hi, you're on the radio.
I just wanted to say that it's actually Canada geese, not Canadian geese.
Oh, yeah, it is.
They're not from Canada. They're just named Canadian. Sorry, I almost said it myself. Canada geese. Yeah.
You just messed up your own correction.
Yeah, you told us, smarty pants.
Hey, someone had to be know-it-all today.
I hope you're proud.
Thank you.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Goodbye.
Okay. He called to correct us, and he was wrong in his correction. Karma. That's karma for you.
Do you believe in karma?
No.
But you believe in the secret.
That's different. Do you think the karma and the secret are related? No. One is just about your the secret's just about your attitude.
Yeah, but karma's kind of like your attitude too, because whatever you...
No, I think of karma as more of like it's about your behavior. Like, if you murder someone, something bad will happen to you. The secret is more like, if I feel good, good things will come to me.
They're both, like, fantasy things, though.
I guess I never thought of karma as, like, I guess I always thought of it as, like, tit for tat more than, like...
But if you make good choices, you'll have good karma.
I guess.
If you put out positive vibes, then you'll have...
Yeah, I guess. I never thought about it like that. Then I guess I do. How lame of me.
You said it, not me.
Whenever I still believe in the secret.
Do you really?
Yeah. I think the power of positive thinking is something real.
People say that the power of positive thinking can be very dangerous when it comes to medical practices.
Oh, well, I'm not someone who will, like, get cancer and think, well, I'll just make myself better with my brain. I'm not taking it that far. That's insane.
Okay.
No.
Just want to make sure.
Not like that. No. Let's not get it twisted.
That guy who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul...
Yeah, he's probably in jail or something.
No, he's like a kabillionaire. He's actually my friend's dad.
No, sorry.
That's okay. He's not listening. He was a big secret believer. He was in that
movie. He was in the movie.
Yeah, and he was one who wrote himself a check for $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
That he was to himself.
Yeah.
That he was going to cash one day, and then he did. Because he wrote Chicken
Soup. I thought you were going to end it with, and then he murdered someone, and now he's in jail.
Bad karma, baby. No.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I think cats are the rudest animals. Every time they leave the room, they show you their butthole.
Lots of animals do that.
Everything does that.
You do that.
You dummy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. It's station manager Ken.
We know.
Yeah, I mean... How could we not know it was you? Hi!
You're so weird, Ken.
Okay, what's up, Ken?
Has anybody talked about llamas yet?
No, Ken.
I talked about a camel.
They're related.
Well, llamas are the worst. Llamas just spit in your face.
So do camels. Why are llamas worse?
The camel spit at you also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Llamas have two humps? Is that the difference?
No, I thought camels had two humps.
Camels have two humps.
I think they're like cousins.
They're related.
Yeah, they must be related. They look alike, but they just spit right at you. I got spit on one once.
Yeah, they're not very nice.
We had the same answer.
And then the other really awful animal are swans.
Why?
Why?
Oh, my God. Swans are so mean and aggressive.
They're so regal.
Oh, God, they'll swim right up to you and just, like, attack you.
When were you attacked by a swan?
I was attacked by a swan many times.
Many times?
Yes, many times. And they
How many?
Dogs. So
How?
I would be on this lake that had a lot of swans with my dogs, and the swans wanted to kill the dog.
How old were you?
Like, you know, 35.
What lake did you live on that had swans?
It was Lake Oskawana in Putnam County.
That sounds very fancy, Ken.
Did you?
Not really.
You own that lake?
Well, Doctor, no, that was not one of the lakes that I own.
Oh, good. Okay.
I tried to buy that lake. Oh, man.
How many times have you been attacked by swans? More than five?
Around five, probably.
Around five.
You're crazy.
Anybody, I'm sure there are people out there who will back me up on this. Swans are the worst.
Someone just said on the comments board, swans are mean as hell.
Yeah, they're awful.
Okay, Ken.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Have a good one. They are backing him up.
They are.
Swans can break your arm. They are nasty bitches.
I guess
swan bites are pretty nasty.
Because they're so pretty, they get to be super evil.
They're probably really strong, too, because of the neck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, if I was a swan, I'd strangle someone.
With your neck?
Yeah, like a snake.
Why wouldn't you just be a snake, then?
Swans are prettier.
I disagree.
And they get to be in water.
People are really going off on swans.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Swans are real pieces of...
Really?
Yeah.
I like that Faith No More album cover with the swan on it. I had no idea.
I don't get this.
What?
Just Ted says, I was almost going to say flamingos, but that might have been offensive to Frangry.
Because you're from Miami.
Oh, right.
Right?
I guess.
I had no idea about swans.
Going off. The comments board is going off.
He can be on the list then.
No, he ain't on the list. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So I think that alligators would have Brooklyn accents.
Which ones?
Alligators.
Would have Brooklyn accents?
Yeah, like that guy was saying before. I think he was saying some kind of bird would have, like, a New York
accent. Pigeon.
A pigeon.
Yeah. I think birds would be, like, you know, all yappy and everything. Swans are super aggressive. But I've also spent some time with Canada geese. But I think alligators would be pretty cool if they're kind of accents.
I always think an alligator would have, like, a Louisiana accent from the bayou.
Oh, yeah.
Or it would sound like the guy... Or it would,
attitude.
It would sound like the guy from, what was that James Franco movie? The one that he just did?
Oh, The Disaster Artist?
Yeah. An alligator would sound like that movie. That guy.
Well, love that movie.
They have gangster accents.
All right, what's your name?
Ella.
Ella, thank you for calling.
I like that name.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's a sexy name.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
I like that name.
Ella, that's a nice name. Yeah, I saw The Disaster Artist. I liked it. What?
Okay, I don't know if this is true, but Giraffo on the comments board says, male black swans hold their mate's head under the water while they're having sex.
Hot.
Gross. Hi, you're on the radio.
The rudest animal is a crab because they're always so crabby.
Bye.
Be nice.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
So I think cats would be the most passive-aggressive animal because they don't always want attention, but when they do, they usually, like, jump on the table or on the counter and then, like, slowly start knocking something over.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's true.
I could just picture a cat knocking something over and being like, oops, did I do that?
It's like someone cutting their arm the wrong way, like, for attention.
Mm. Our cat used, well, I had a cat, and he used to jump up in the morning when he wanted to get fed, and we had a stack of CDs near the bed, and literally he would just knock one by one off and stare at us.
Exactly, they would just be like...
just stare at us, and one by one knock them all off the
genius.
Pile.
They're geniuses.
He was amazing. He loved ice cream and asparagus.
That's so weird.
He was crazy.
Asparagus.
He was a good cat. He would just swallow them whole. It was really funny.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
She's always, like, bothering me, knocking stuff over, jumping in front of me.
Okay. I should get another kitten.
Okay. All right, have a good one, buddy.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I started my brainstorm by thinking of, like, what animal would sound like a nasty old lady. Sheep came to mind.
And what?
A sheep came to mind.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny.
I'm trying to think of other ones that would sound like a nasty old lady.
I know, I can't remember.
It's
maybe
not
like
easy.
Some birds or something.
Yeah, maybe a bird of some sort.
Like an ostrich.
Oh my god.
She liked it. Wait, I want to think of more.
Okay.
A nasty old lady.
I only thought of sheep because of their like fluffy hair.
Yeah, it'd be like an old grandma.
Yeah.
No.
Do you think cows
this isn't easy. I think cows would be nice old ladies.
I do. Cows would be like all zen and like chill.
Sedated.
Like super stoned.
I feel like spiders goal, would be nasty old ladies.
Yeah. Piranha.
Oh, piranha.
Ooh.
Piranhas would sound cool. Like it was on coke too.
No, I don't think it would sound... I just think it'd sound mean as hell.
But piranhas teeth? Are, like, all over the place, so they might sound like they're on coke.
Yeah, they could. You're right.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes. Hi. This comes from personal experience. Turkeys. Turkeys are extremely mean.
Personal experience? Like, you've spoken to one?
No, where I live in Staten Island, there is a huge amount of turkeys by the hospital. Everyone knows it. It's like
turkey vulture.
You have to like fight them and dodge them to like get into the hospital. And they don't fly, but they swoop. So they'll be in a tree and they'll swoop, and they're big.
Is it a turkey or a turkey vulture?
No, it's a turkey, real turkey.
I love turkey vultures.
It's a known thing. If you put Staten Island turkeys in, you'll see them come up. And they're, like, huge. They're, like, big dogs, and they have their wings spread, and they have claws, and then they have those, that face, that like
they are mean.
Man, angry
right.
old man
yeah, an
face.
Angry old man face.
So I'm going with Tori, and then they curse at you in mm-hmm. their way.
I love you Staten know, Island pizza. Joe and Pat's, right?
I'm partial to Danino's and oh, cheese.
All right, fine.
And Brothers Pizza. So,
I do like Danino's.
That's in the top five, yeah.
Danino's is good. Joe and Pat's is so good.
Mm,
that rice
so
ball.
Good.
All right, bye.
I have no idea okay. what just happened.
You need to go eat Joe and Pat's pizza in Staten Island.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so you know how they call people that betray you, like, rats?
Yes.
Well, I feel like that's the truth, and I feel that rats is a very specific kind of person, and I think a rat would be the kind of person that you work with at your job that goes to HR over every small thing to try to get other people in trouble.
I hate that person.
Like, you get them a birthday card, and it'll be like, oh, happy 40th, and then they go to HR and say it's age discrimination because the number 40 is in it. I think that's what a rat would be.
Those people are everywhere.
Yeah, those people are awful, though.
Terrible.
All right, thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
No one wants to have fun anymore, it's true.
I do. I'm addicted. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Okay, so this is the scenario. It's a breed of dog. Shih Tzu, two Shih Tzus, and they're both young New Jersey moms. They shop at Athleta, and they go to Zumba class together. And afterwards, they go to Home Goods to shop for signs that say "Live, Love, Laugh."
Live, Love, Laugh.
And they're young, cute, great bodies. They have hot boyfriends that are kind of douchey. They're husbands, young husbands.
You really have thought about this.
yeah, and they're besties.
Then they're besties.
Robin says, yeah, those people are Northern Californians.
It's the same breed of human.
There. Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's
well, thank
all
you
got.
For your well-thought-out answer.
That's it.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, has anybody mentioned mosquitoes?
Oh, my God, no.
Not yet.
But they would have the highest pitched voice.
So annoying.
In the world.
Mosquitoes are my voice.
No.
Nuh-uh.
Mosquitoes. No, you know, my mom's voice is higher pitched than mine, and I call her Mosquito.
Is it really?
Yeah. She calls me Little Mosquito.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that about your mom.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like telemarketers used to call when she would answer the phone, they'd be like, is your mom here? She'd hang up. All right, buddy, mosquitoes is a good one.
Thanks.
I feel like their eyebrows are like this, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like triangles.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good mosquito impersonation.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi there.
What's up?
Really quick about goats. They're like those people at the DMV who blurt things out for no reason whatsoever.
Like Tourette's?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ridiculous, I can't deal with
it. Yeah, like Tourette's.
I don't know.
Yeah, goats would totally be like Tourette's.
Our mascot's a goat this year at
FMU. He probably blurts pretty things out.
His name is Moondog, and he's the best.
Oh. Well, that's a nice goat.
It is. But I heard he eats cigarettes.
Oh. Well, that's awful.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
There's only 5 minutes left.
Hi, you're on the radio.
You want me? Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, thank you. Hi, it's Crystal and Madman.
Hi.
What's up, dudes? You're always partying.
Hey, ladies. I just have to say, the female cat would say, you want some pussycat?
Oh,
Crystal.
God. You're cutting it close here, Crystal.
Crystal, fine line.
I know.
Hi. Where are you guys?
We're just waiting to come see you.
Are you watching porn? Oh, my God.
Crystal. You know I have a good time.
You're a bad girl, Crystal.
I know this.
I like it.
A bad girl who likes to have a good time.
I think I'm blushing.
I'm jealous. You're partying.
Come on. Can the female cat say, I want some?
Don't say it again.
All right, girl. Have fun tonight.
Have a good one.
All right. Madman said it. He loves you.
Just tell him we love him, too. They love to party.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I don't think I really have, like, a rude animal, but I think any of those, like, sea critters that don't have any bones would definitely be among the most calm and, like, chill.
Like an anemone?
A what?
Yeah, like an anemone, or, like, I think starfish don't have bones, or a jellyfish.
An octopus is super smart. They're one of the smartest animals ever.
Yeah, but don't they have, I think they have bones.
Yeah, I think they might.
Where? In their thingies?
Well, starfish have vertebrae, doesn't...
Least.
Yeah, you're probably right. Starfish have...
I think they like, or don't they have beaks?
Who?
But that might be cartilage.
Might be cartilage.
Who has a beak?
An octopus.
Like the octopus. I think that's how they eat. They like drill
Where?
Into shellfish with it.
Is a starfish an invertebrate? Yeah, I guess it is. Huh.
You're really dorking out tonight on the animals.
Whom?
Wait, what do you mean they have a beak?
Like octopus, they like have like a beak under the their tentacles and stuff, and that's how they eat.
What?
They break. I'm pretty sure. I don't hold me to it. I'm not a marine biologist, but
Michelle is.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not a marine biologist.
You should have been. You'd be good at it.
It was one of the things I was considering.
You'd be cool at. You'd be good at that job.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, what? Not you, Michelle.
Me.
Oh.
Jesus. You'd probably be good at it, too.
Oh.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. Has anyone called in with vultures?
No.
I often wonder what they're thinking or talking to each other about as they're waiting above you to die.
They're very smart. They're very smart.
Remember when we were at the lake and we saw bald eagle?
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
That was awesome.
Ew, vultures are gross.
No way. They're awesome.
They eat dead things.
They're awesome.
And they're like this.
They're cool looking.
I'm doing animal impressions tonight.
There's your vulture. Do your mosquito. Your mosquito's better than your vulture.
I'll work on it.
Okay.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
You too.
One more call.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Can a message be relayed to Andy?
Oh, dear God, really?
That guy's pathetic.
I know. Okay, so... On the list, we have Michelle with camel.
Thank you.
Nicholas with the tortoise that spills the wine at a party and says, oh, no. Adam, who said a pigeon should have a New York accent. And Ken with swans.
I like the turtle one.
Nicholas, you're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
This was Shut Up Weirdo, and you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah!
Do that again.
Yeah, yeah!
5, and it's going to be -3 when they kick off Sunday. God, just why? Anyways, you're listening to another all-new music episode.
Billy Jam.
When are they gonna turn on the lights, Daddy?
What, for Pete's sake?
Oh, he's probably going to play some sort of trick on us. Oh, dear. I wish he wouldn't somehow.
Well, why not, Mom?
Dot X. Big Bob in the building. You already know. Here we go again. On the daily. Keep them show crews running. All over this land and this world. From the number holes to the scrolls, that X ring never claimed to be the king, but I rule mine. The main reason that I continue is that I earn as I continue to learn,
always,
which is never ending. And as far as the pretending wasn't accepted in my time, the climb came, the fame, to remain in the game. When the pure ingredients are substituted, everything's polluted, prostituted, computed to a media event. A war thrown through screens, lame teams, with players that would roll bench in my era. The paperwork, yeah, but your paperwork. Belt buckles, the designer belts, and the outfit is heartfelt. You sound like the same song.
Sound like and that, man.
Oh, man, boy, you're sick enough, and your name is too long.
That's right.
Yeah.
folk. Acknowledge I admonish the demonic in their boasts. All with the rhythm of Muhammad jumping rope. Honest open notes in this world of elaborate lies. I'm the type to grab a broom with the average guy. Kick verses by the slew that I had to supply. Status is fly, won't find the cameras here. No distractions while I make sure the standard is clear. Vanish appear, then we wash, rinse and repeat. Got something fresh, impressive, print for the street. Infinite beats, paired with the impotent speech. Yeah, you've heard it all before from the simpleton fleet. My turn to be the change of benevolent force that penetrates the brain while you steady your course. For something better, cause this journey's a trip. We've got this shit to do before the gurney is flipped. Burn is a pith, only if my goals are achieved. And that's how I'm living life, let it breathe. Like I remember all of these lines, nigga, please. Only lots of practice could make this look like a breeze. Pulled out an atlas, I got a job, I'm overseas. Anywhere I am, I'm fulfilling all of your needs. Soldier at ease, respect the words of flux and paranorm. If my message was received as you were, carry on. Feel right, how they really feel. Are these dudes nice? Cause they really real, scaling new heights. Climbing up the hill with their crew light. Nigga, what's the deal? Feel right, how they really feel. Are these dudes nice? Cause they really real, scaling new heights. Climbing up the hill with their crew light. Nigga, what's the deal?
From Brooklyn to Poznan, you know what I'm saying? USA to the PL, this how we do it. It's ghetto to ghetto, baby. Back street to back street. We hold it up hardcore. I'm gonna tell you like this, check it out. Truth be told, MCs fold when I explode. Don't try to decipher the code, I'm breaking the mold. The stove in the end, you're witnessing the